I'd say, oh, please. Obviously, those funds can be redirected to the many, many other Christian organizations, even our own Lutheran organizations that go to help folks who want to adopt or care for children, and certainly mothers. Organizations provide support for women. It's not a war on women. We're helping them to become, in a more full way, you know, what they were made to be, wives and mothers. So I just don't buy into this idea that withdrawing federal funding is going to create a bigger problem for women than a killing a child.
I'm a woman. I've never felt warred against. I guess I simply don't understand how cutting funding to Planned Parenthood is going to negatively affect that. There's, like Jenny said, there's going to be a myriad of places where women can get health care. And I think the more we learn about Planned Parenthood, the more we see they don't actually provide much in the way of women's health care. When I was in Columbia, Missouri, standing outside that clinic, they've had upwards of 30 emergency 911 phone calls from that clinic in the last couple of years due to botched abortions. That, to me, sounds like a war on women. That's not taking care of a woman's health or the health of her child, who could be a young girl but will grow up to be a woman. So it's an argument that really has nothing to do with the situation at hand. It's a really good media soundbite. It's a good clip to try and divert the attention from where it should be, which is on the life of the child and the life of the mother.